Steve Martino is a lifelong activist, a community organizer, and the author of the paper on the need to abolish the prison system, which is what he'll be coming to Santa Rosa to talk about on Sunday. And as you write in the pamphlet, Steve, the whole idea is to make that a feasible conversation. How do you start that?
Basically by arguing that imprisonment itself is a form of violence against persons and therefore is incapable of diminishing the amount of violence in society. It functions essentially on a revenge ethic, and a revenge ethic is the commission of a crime in response to a crime. So what the prison system and the revenge ethic do is make justice impossible to the extent to which one conceives of justice as the healing of the wounds that are created when somebody does something wrong to someone else and exacerbates the wound by doubling it. We all know that there are alternatives to this, such as restorative justice systems. They are in communities taking responsibility for the rupture in the fabric and bringing people together within that. I argue that if there was a restorative justice system at the bottom, at the community level, and not this exacerbation and doubling of violence, the violence of this society would be diminished considerably.
Part of the argument is the indictment of the prison system as being far too pervasive, far too many people in prison, and far too many people of color among them.
We have 2.5 million people in prison. That's more than any other country in the world in numbers or per capita. What is going on that you have more people in prison than you can possibly conceive that there are crimes being committed? About 70% of the prisoners in the United States today are there for victimless crimes. A victimless crime is a crime in which nobody gets hurt, but it's something that the government has decided to define as illegal. So the person who is imprisoned for having committed a victimless crime is actually the victim of that law. That is what has been used to inflate the prison population, and it shows the act of imprisonment as being a crime in itself, an act of victimization of people.
By having this kind of conversation, you hope to initiate change. Can you foresee a time when that change will be accomplished?
There are a number of dimensions to that. The pragmatic dimension would say, okay, let's release all the people who are there for victimless crimes. And let's release most of the people who are there on plea bargains. Because if I say that all the people who are in prison on plea bargain are innocent, I may not be making a true statement, but it's irrefutable. Because when you are imprisoned on a plea bargain, there's no trial, there's no record, there's no evidence, there's no arguments. All there is the confession, which is, in many cases, terrorized out of the confessor. But at a more cultural level, in order to conceive of a society that doesn't base itself on prisons, there would have to first be a tremendous transformation of the underlying culture. We have a cultural history that goes all the way back to colonialism, to its slavery, to its corporate structure, to its commodification of everything that depends upon prisons. So the cultural transformations that would have to reach really deep in order to begin to conceive of living in a society in which prisons were non-existent and not necessary.
In a post-prison society, what happens to the people who do commit violent crimes against others?
That's back to the pragmatic level. But I respond, yes, that's absolutely true, but it has to be implemented equally. Everybody who commits a crime of violence should be imprisoned in the same way. So the cop who shoots somebody on the street should be imprisoned for manslaughter or premeditated murder. And a president that orders an invasion that leads to the death of 10,000 people needs to be thrown in prison for mass murder. We have to look at it that way.
Steve Martino is going to be talking about the abolition of prisons when he appears at the Glaser Center Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Steve, thanks for taking time to give us a little preview here today.
Yeah, fine.